Radio Akwa BRC for the latest Ghanaian news, views, interviews, and good music. Listen to 104.6 Planet FM every Tuesday night from 5:55 for Radio Akwa. Radio Akwa every Tuesday night from 5:55, or you can listen again online.
planetaudio.org/radioakwaba Gaja mama,
early morning,
amadinga tage,
kuse sabako mubako, la maiwaje,
magoro ali,
magoro ali,
muya mikira,
akujiri nerero mana mene, mana wanzero,
magoro ali,
magoro ali,
muya mikira,
akujiri nerero mana mene, mana wanzero. Bego gemeri, gemeri, kunali chemeri
chemeri chemeri chemeri
kunali chemeri
chemeri mama mwe
iya meri mwe iya gare kunali chemeri
I give this,
Nari choncho kare ntawi ya Napolo
Napolo
Iwa chabe Napolo Iwa chabe
Wajabe Wajinga ingalamu Bobela dona nalira maiwe wajabe
Napolo
wajabe Napolo wajabe
Tumalize ndi Buffalo Soldier
Buffalo Soldier
Buffalo Dramedica Buffalo Soldier Buffalo to America.
When I was a young boy,
I dreamed of day in America.
When I was a young boy,
Latina Gayani boy, I dreamed of day in America. Oi, 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 oi. If I had much money, I go to see in America. If I had much money, I go to see in America. Oi, 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 oi,
oi, oi, oi, oi,
oi, oi, oi, oi, oi,
Oh,
Oja. I know my colliwa.
Radio Kwaba 104.6 FM, sponsored by the Ghana Association of New Zealand.
I'm quite
This song is coming from the camp of Daddy Lumba. Anquanoma. Okay. This is Radio Club 104.6 FM, sponsored by the Ghana Association of New Zealand. Thanks very much for joining us on Facebook. And this is Radio Club, sponsored by the Ghana Association of New Zealand, with the funding from the Ministry of Ethnic Affairs. Once you join us on Facebook, please let us know where you're joining us from, and we'll be able to shout out to you. A big shout out to all those who've been watching us from overseas, those who've been watching us from Canada, those watching us from United States of America, USA, Australia, and Dubai, and South Africa. It's good to get you guys joining us. So once you join us on Facebook, let us know where you're joining us from, and we'll be able to shout out to you. And a big shout out to the leadership of the Ghana Association of New Zealand in Auckland. Also a big shout out to the leadership of the National Council, the Ghana National Council in New Zealand. A big shout out to those in Hamilton, Wellington, and Kwadjo. Those of you in Whangarei, you do join us at www.planetaudio.org.nz. So this program is coming to you via 104.6 FM in New Zealand, www.planetaudio.org.nz. on Facebook as well, and you can just send your message. The lines to the studio, 815-8100. Please let us know where you're joining us from, and we will be able to shout out to you. Today, the topic for discussion is about Africa Day. The month of May is about Africa. It's Africa Month. We want to be able to celebrate who we are as Africans. We want to be able to celebrate not only who we are as persons, but also our culture, our differences, our food, and everything else. Today, I've got a wonderful guest in the studio here with me who's going to help us to discuss the relevance of this conversation, African Day, and how the need for us to be able to come together as a community and to be able to, as well, just support one another. And in the studio here with me, I've got Dr. Charles Mpumadwamna, the Ghana Honorary Consul in New Zealand, and also I've got Kwabena Riafi here, Don Kobe here in the studio with me. Unfortunately, Kwasi Freddy couldn't come with us today. Red has joined us on Facebook. Red, thanks very much for joining us on Facebook. This is Radio Kwab 104.6 FM. Red is one of the leaders in the African community, and he's been quite supportive of the Ghanaian community as well. I'll just go to Kobe first. Kobe, how are you?
I'm good. Greetings to everybody.
Good. Oh, sorry. I haven't turned your mic on. Sorry. Okay, Kobe, here you go.
We are here again, and greetings to each and everyone. We are here to celebrate and discuss Africa. So wherever you are, just have patience and join us.
Yeah, just have patience and join us. Thanks very much. So we've got we've got Stephen Odum has joined us all the way from Wellington. Auntie Adelaide has joined us, I think, from Australia. Mercy Jamina has also joined us on Facebook. And just once you join us on Facebook, let us know where you're joining us from, and we'll be able to shout out to you. So those who have joined are from overseas, thank you very much for joining us. And I'm going to go to the studio here. I've got Dr. Charles Mpumadwamna in the studio here with me. Welcome to Radio Kwaba, Doc.
Thank you very much. It's good to be back here again.
Yeah. Oh, good back. Yes. Oh, Auntie Adelaide is in Flatbush at the moment. She's not in Australia yet. So our appointment hasn't come. Auntie Adelaide, call me Befro. Call me Befro.
Aramba.
You are going to blame Deborah.
Deborah, because we had one or two before, but okay, let's go on.
It's very important, because I think that there's a plan in place to be able to bring Auntie Adelaide into the studio to share her experience, because she's gone to Ghana, she's established a business, she's got an award as the best farmer in poultry, and she want to be able to come to the studio and share her experience with us. And thanks very much, Auntie Adelaide. We will make a time for you. Okay, so who else has joined us on Facebook? Salome has joined us on Facebook. Thanks very much, Salome, for joining us. And Chadels has also joined us. He's a regular follower on Facebook. Elohim Kitchen. Deborah has joined us on Facebook. Okay, so Deborah is asking Kobe, what has she done?
Nothing. She is the PO.
Deborah,
Kobe said you are the PA of Auntie Adelaide. So
if anything, we need to come through you. So that's why he mentioned them. So he's not been able to bring Auntie Adelaide into the studio because of you. Apparently, he's blaming you. So thanks very much. And also, Stephen Odom, just a big shout out to all those in Wellington who've been joining us on Facebook. A big shout out to them. Please, once you join us on Facebook, please share the video and let's go from there. Doctor was saying he's happy to be in the studio here. This is our new studio, this Radio Akwaaba. Red said thanks for sharing so we can jump. Yes, Red. So those of you who are on Facebook, you can join the conversation by asking for requesting to come on, and I'll bring you on. So the lines are 815-8100, and also that's the studio line. But those of you on Facebook or who are overseas who would like to join the conversation about African Day and its relevance, we'll be able to bring you on online to join the conversation. Evelyn Park has joined us on Facebook. Thanks very much, Evelyn, for joining us on Facebook. This is Radio Kwaba 104.6 FM in Auckland, New Zealand. And some of you also joining us on www.planetaudio.org.nz. And a big shout out. I'm going to shout out again. A big shout out to those who've been watching us all the way from London, those who've been watching us from Belgium. We have someone joined the conversation from Belgium the last time on Facebook. Some of you been joining us from Canada, United States of America. Those of you join us from Ghana. And a big shout out to all of you. And it's a joy to see all of you. Okay, so now just straight to the point, to Dr. Chasan Pojamna. The month of May is Africa Month. And we are in the studio to discuss what it is, what is Africa and the history behind it. Are you able to just take us through the history behind the African Day?
Oh, well, thank you, Kwaju, for having me once again. And I think I'd also like to shout out to Evelyn, who is, you said, is online joining us, because I think this is a harebrained child of having me come to the studio to talk about this day here. So, Evelyn, if you are listening, I hope I do a good job as you to meet your expectation. But look, yes, so Africa Day, or Africa Union Day, as so we sometimes call it, is on the 25th of May, May 25. So every year on the 25th of May, Africans everywhere celebrate this day because of how important it is to us as Africans, and it signifies, you know, the need for us to come together, you know, to be united. It signifies what our forefathers, the struggles they went through. There's a whole history behind Africa Day, all right, and that's why there's a need for us to celebrate that. So I believe that we'll have the opportunity to really go into it, but if I should say, on the 25th of May, 1963, about 33 independent African nations gathered together in the capital of Ethiopia, Addis Ababa, and they agreed that for us to move forward as Africans, we have to be united. They did not have agreement on how to be united, but they knew that we got to be united to be make any progress. And so the Organization of African Unity was formed on that day. And it has been so, and it was more targeted towards liberating the other countries that were still under colonial rule, okay? Good. So over the years, progress was made. And fast forward to 2002, the leaders got together again and said, now we want to be even more integrated, because we know we have to be more integrated before we can see the lives of our citizens, you know, change for the better. So Organization of African Unity became African Union. So OAU became AU in July of 2002. But we have continued to celebrate 25th of May as the Africa Day. And this year, I think there will be a lot of activities on the continent. They've chosen education as the theme, world-class education for African citizens, because the leaders believe that the key to our development is good education.
Yep, and so Frank Aduchum Anno has joined us on Facebook. And also Frank has joined us from Australia. Frank, you join us. Frank used to be in New Zealand. He moved to Australia. And thanks very much, Frank, for joining us on Facebook. Okay.
Yeah, so come this way, say something.
Adichum from UK.
Adichum, you join us from UK, United States of United Kingdom. So thanks very much, Adichum, for joining us all the way from so the family in the Radio Akwaba family keep extending. Yeah, so you mentioned about unity, which is a key component, but we're going to go a bit into it. What has been the since the formation of the African Union, and then the coming together of the African Day? What has been the achievement of the African Day so far with the celebration?
I think we could maybe look at the what has been achieved since the Union was formed, or the OAU or the AU was formed from day one. And the little history behind that formation of the OAU was, at the very beginning, when the African countries were becoming independent, okay? These guys were under colonial rule. Now they've gained their freedom. Everybody's beginning to enjoy the freedom that they have got. But there were some leaders in the community who thought, hey, individually, as individual countries, we are small, we are weak. People can take advantage of us. So why don't we come together and form a united, sort of a United States of Africa now? Okay, people like Kwame Nkrumah and others from Morocco, Algeria, Libya, Mali, Guinea, they wanted the whole of all the independent countries to come and together form a United States of Africa. But you know, when somebody has been under oppression for very long, and they have gained their freedom, and you are telling them to hand over the freedom to you back again, it is not something that's going to be easy. So really, there were two blocks on the continent. Those who wanted, who thought the union now is better because it will save us and it will prepare us for the future, and those who thought, no, let's go the gradual way. All right, so if you read the history, you have the Casablanca group. That's the group of Kwame Nkrumah, those who wanted us to form the United States of Africa now. And then they had the Morovia group, those who said, let's slow down. Nigeria, Ethiopia, and all the other countries were there. So basically, it took a leader like the leader of Ethiopia, who was Emperor Haile Selassie, okay, a man of wisdom. He decided to bring the two groups together. Say, we cannot remain divided like this. Of course, we want to be united. Maybe we don't know how to be united, but we should not be divided. So it's by bringing those two blocks together that they gathered in Ethiopia on that day, on the 25th of May, 1963, and all the leaders agreed. They still had their differences on that day as well. If you read their speeches, Kwame Nkrumah was still, you know, pushing that, let's form the United States of Africa, while the others were saying, let's take our time and do it gradually. So that's where we are. Okay, with the union being formed and they're moving forward, you know, trying to achieve the best outcome for the citizens of the continent. Now, I would say that the OAU achieved some very significant strides, because when they got together, there were only 32 countries that were independent. That means that there were about another 23 or so, because there are 55 countries on the continent, so there are about 23 that were under colonial rule. Yeah. But step by step, gradually, they managed to get all of them out. And today, I can say that the whole continent has been liberated. So that was a significant achievement for OAU. Mm. Now, in AU, from 2002, they were starting to bring all the things that Kwame Nkrumah and his group were talking about: a common currency, a common market, a common citizenship,
free movement,
common passport for everybody on the continent, and so on and so forth. So they are doing that gradually. If you take trade, for example, recently the leaders agreed to form this African Free Trade Agreement, Continental Free Trade Agreement area. The secretariat is in Accra at the moment. So more or less, that vision that Kwame Nkrumah and his group had, they all had the same vision. The only difference was, how fast should we? And we, I'm sure even in this room, the three of us will have different opinions if we were to ask how fast should we, you know, submit our freedom and then form a union like, you know, a United States of Africa. So I would say that we've come a long way. There's more to go. The leaders continue to push and they want to see more progress. when you are bringing different people, and Africa is not a monolithic group. We are not the same group. You can say Africans, and it comes off very easily from our mouths. But it's a very diverse. Even my own country, Ghana, that small country, you go in there and you see the diversity over there, you'll be shocked. So I think wanting to bring all the diverse, you know, the diverse groups on the continent together to form a union is going to be challenging. But their leaders are making good progress, I would say.
Okay, yeah, the leaders are making good progress. And also, for those Africans in the diaspora, one of the ways we measure some of the achievement on our continent is the concept about democratization and whether or not we've been able to give the freedom that our leaders were asking for. And we go step two, we go step one forward, we come back two steps back. And if you look at the continent of Africa in terms of the concept about democratization, have we made? Yes, we've come a bit forward, but with the current situation going on in an African continent, do we think the whole concept about the African Union and African Day and everything coming together, we've made any achievement from that front in terms of democratization?
That's a big question, and it's a good one too. I think the word democracy can be defined by others in various ways. Democracy, some people say it's one person, one vote. So long as you have a voice and I have a voice and we can choose what we want, that's democracy. How we elect our leaders, what kind of government structure we have. Oftentimes, when you go on the continent, you realize that the democracy we practice has actually been imported from overseas. Our democracy was brought to us, all right? So we kind of like relearning a system that has been successful in other countries, but people whose culture is very different from ours, and we are trying to implement it. So when you do that anytime, you are going to have problems at the beginning. So it will take a while for the system to be well established. But even when you look at the continent now, there are only a few countries where you could say they are unstable. I mean, there's only a few. The majority of the 55 countries are doing well, all right? Mm. The solution, the thing is, we need an African solution to the African problem. Mm. And to do that, all of us should agree that we must have a common platform to start from. We must agree that unless we come together to solve the African problem individually, we are not going to have much progress. And there are so many examples. I can give you one recently. During the COVID pandemic, the whole world was almost shut down. Yeah. And we all agree that the solution to coming out of that shutdown was the vaccine. You saw the powerful countries, those rich countries, were able, they had the vaccine, it's not policy, but, you know, the diplomacy, where they, first of all, look after their citizens, then they chose the countries that they were going to help to get. And at a point, the entire African continent was sitting there unvaccinated. Why? Because as individual African countries, none of us had the resources to make our own vaccines. But have you asked the question, if we were a united entity,
just push it out.
If our resources were combined, couldn't we, as Africans, as an entity, made progress on making our own vaccine? So when Nkrumah and Co. and the other listeners were talking about the fact that to be able to bring an African solution to the African problem, we must be united. I don't know whether they knew COVID was going to come, in 2020, but this was what they were talking about. The problems that we face, we need to be together. Otherwise, as individual countries, we are weak, and we can't make much progress going forward.
Yes, as individual countries, we are weak, and we can't make any progress forward. Okay, so I've got Shaibu has joined us. Shaibu has joined us on Facebook.
Okay, before Shaibu,
Kobe,
to ask, so you give us the OAU, AU now. If you look at OAU, I think for the first project, they achieve it. That is independent for all the states. Mm. And we are now in AU. Is Africa free?
That is a loaded question. I think free, to say somebody is free is when you control your own destiny. You make your own decisions and you don't need to consult with anybody to decide to do A or B. That is my basic definition of freedom. When you're able to make your own decisions and you are not being controlled. It's difficult to use that definition to say that we are free, because if you look at us as individual countries, that definition wouldn't apply.
Okay.
If there is any country on the continent today that is able to make its own decision without having to consult any external organization or body like IMF or World Bank, then I haven't heard of. All right? Because, again, like I said, even though the United Nations tells us that 65% of the world's fertile lands are on our continent. But look at where we are. You would think that if your country has 65% of the world's arable land there, why should anybody go hungry? So Kwame Nkrumah made the point that, hey, Africa is not poor. Africa is rich. It's Africans who are poor because we have not yet come to the point of knowing how to come out of our poverty. And to come out of that, we have to be united. We have to have a common front. Otherwise, people just come and exploit. There's exploitation. The mineral resources, we have about a third of the world's mineral resources on the continent. But so what? If the resources is in the ground, it doesn't belong to you until you bring it out. And the person with the technology coming to bring the resources out from the ground, they control. But can you imagine if they came and we were all united? They could not exploit.
Yeah.
But because we are separate, when they come to me and I don't agree to the terms, they will come to you and maybe add another dollar or two. And when I see that a dollar or two has been added and you say no, they'll go to Kojos and they try to add maybe another two. So they exploit our differences to their advantage. And that is why Africa is rich, but somehow Africans are poor. Because we have not come to the point of coming together and knowing that that is what is required. Or maybe we know, but we don't know how to be united.
Yep. A big shout out to Isabella Moore has joined us on Facebook. You say hi to everyone. Gosway Boniface, you join us on Facebook. Thanks very much for joining us on Facebook. And somebody has joined us on Facebook who wanted a shout out. I'll look for you soon. I'll find you. I think his name is John. John Ousuansa. You join us on Facebook. Thank you very much for a big shout out to you. Okay, so now there are many. Now, if you go on social media, especially the young ones on social media across the African continent, many have lost hope in the need for whether Africa is going to work or things are going to work out, and people think, in Ghana we say na ebeye yeni kind of mentality where people, there's a sense of hopelessness when you talk to most of the young ones on our continent. What message will you give to a young person watching us now about whether or not they think Africa is going to work out? And whether there's a need for us to be able to invest in that?
Well, I always say that the future of Africa is bright. And the reason why I believe that strongly is because I have faith in the younger generation coming. These guys are smart, okay? I think they are ready to take over the world. That's my belief in the young people that we have on the continent and even in the diaspora. And hope is something that you never let go, because once you let hope go, you don't have anything left. We need hope to be able to have a strong mentality that, yes, we are going to make it. Yes, it's difficult in the environment that we have. Yes, we have obstacles in front of us, but we are going to make it, because the obstacles can be turned into steps to our destiny. Now, the reason why I have this trust in the young people is these guys are smart, and if only they know what we have and why we have not come not too far, they will find a new way. Why do I say that? I have a story of a guy who went to rob a pizza shop. Mm-hmm. And after the robbery, he got $60. But then the pizza store owner called the police, and the police came around and they managed to arrest this guy. the pistol, the gun that he used for the robbery was a Glock pistol that was made in Russia, but the manufacturer had stopped doing any more of that. So that was an antique pistol. The value of that was in the hundreds of thousands.
Oh, you see?
So you can imagine somebody holding a $100,000 equipment, and all he used it for was to go and collect 60 bucks.
Wow.
Maybe to buy some alcohol or some, you know, some pieces of cigarette. If you don't know what you have, it's very easy for it to be taken off you for nothing. Or maybe in this case for the 60 bucks, but I mean for nothing. People will come and they will take it away from you. That is why I have faith in the young people, that these guys are smart. If you look at the way they are operating on the social media nowadays and so on and so forth, I believe that these guys are smart. And so they just have to, you know, have their eyes open that, hey, we are where we are now because of this and that and that. And now it's your turn. I mean, our time is almost past, but it's now your turn. You guys make sure that you don't follow or you don't come along the same path that we followed. And that is why I would say to them, don't lose hope. Because when you lose hope, then of course there's no other option. But when you have the hope, you open your eyes and begin to ask questions. Why are we where we are now?
Mm.
All right, why are we where we are now? And once they start asking those questions, maybe they can start to push the leaders on the continent to maybe get Africa to be more, you know, united or more integrated faster than we are going now. Or they can start to make a difference, because they will say that we are not going to settle for less. We are not going to settle for what our forefathers or my grandfather's generation settled for. We are not going to allow any people to come and exploit our resources anymore. Otherwise, the status quo will continue. And of course, there will be more hopelessness. But I think we are going to have a turnaround. Africa is rising, for sure.
Yes, Africa is rising. I like how Africa is rising. So let's ask some few comments on Facebook. So Akia Thompson says, we say we are independent, but have mismanaged our resources with greed, with power, allowing foreign investors and countries to exploit us. Evans has joined us on Facebook. Evans says, I'm here. Great discussion. Evelyn added, Dr. Jamina, and Evelyn added, self-belief is important. More young people in our leadership. Yes. So now, with that, we've been having the conversation global. Kobe, you want to come in? You got a question?
Because since he mentioned leadership, that's where I have the problem.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We keep on getting... I would say, let me use quote unquote bad leaders. Or that's where we are facing all our problems. If you ask any young guy, they would divert the problem to leaders.
Mm.
And how do we get good leaders? Because since independent, we are hoping one day we will get a leader to change the course, but they keep on repeating, even the old problem we face keep on repeating itself.
Mm.
So how do we get good leaders?
I was interacting with some students in Ghana. These were PhD students, mm-hmm. and we were talking about the problems, you know, in the area of where they are research students, and they were talking about the problem of food security and why or how there are some old mentality in the various mm-hmm. universities. You know, there are some people there who refuse to change their mind to the modern ways and stuff like that. And so they asked me, what's your opinion of the future? And I said, look, talking to you right now, I have hope. Because you are telling me that you have found out why we are not moving as fast as we could. So I'm trusting you that when you, eventually the guy who is at the top will go away. Their time will come and they will go. But when they go, you'll be moving into their place. So now I have hope that when you get there, you are not going to do the same thing. You are not going to make the same mistakes. You are going to learn from the fact that these guys' methods didn't really help us, and now we are going to go for better ways. So I think we have to have the children or the young ones begin to realize this. Because, look, I get very concerned and worried, especially when I hear, bad news about children, or younger children, you know, committing crime or coming together to do all these things. And I say, wow, what is the future then? Because if at this stage they are doing this, what will happen when they grow up? We have to get them to, you know, we need some form of mentality. We need some form of, you know, getting people to understand that the way forward is not the to keep doing the same thing over and over again, because when you keep doing the same thing over and over again, you'll get the same result.
Keep on repeating it, sir.
Yes, so to get different results, you have to try something new. Now, you talk about leaders. How do we get our leaders? Well, a friend of mine said every country get the leaders they deserve because we allow the leaders to, we put them there, right?
At a point, it is so.
We put them there. Well, in Africa, sometimes they take it by force.
That's what I'm saying, at a point.
Yes, but then remember that when they take it by force, they still get people to support them.
Oh,
and the reason why we keep quiet is because we believe the majority support them to be there. So you see, once we have that, we all start to change our mindset, the way we think and the way we see the problem. I think it will influence the way we select our leaders as well. Because at the moment, if it's for short-term gain, and usually that's the problem on our continent, in our countries, Ghana, for example, you know, the politicians are looking for some short-term gain. And so they will throw everything at, you know, money, resources, whatever it is, to be able to get a position, because they know that once they get to that position, they'll be able to achieve that short-term gain. We have to move away from those type of thinking and begin to ask long-term questions. What is the plan going forward?
Yeah, long-term question. What's the plan? So a big shout-out to Justice Kwansa Jeki. You've joined us on Facebook. Thanks very much, Jeki, for joining us. So Evelyn added more. So Evelyn and Gosway have got a comment relating to young people. So God's way is saying, Africa also, we have also got the youngest population in the world. Mm-hmm. And Evelyn also say more young people in our leadership. Mm. How do we use, capitalize on the youthful nature of our continent in working towards our development and our progress?
When we talk about leadership, a lot of time we make a mistake and think that leadership is, we're talking about the politicians, the president, the speaker of parliament, the minister here and there, and therefore anybody who wants to be a leader is striving to be one of those. But leadership is not about that. A leader is somebody who brings about definite change.
Yes.
Okay, in your workplace, whatever job you do, if you decide not to do the same thing over and over again, but you decide to bring in something new to change something for the better, you are basically taking a leadership role there, even if you don't have a title to it. Yeah. I think we need our young people to start developing leadership skills. Not leadership skills to become politicians or to become political rulers, but leadership skills in every area, every aspect of their lives. And education, the focus of this year's AU celebration, I think for me, is key. If we educate the young people now, we start to open their minds, they start to think critically, you know, they won't come and do the same thing that we are doing at the moment. At the moment, the way we are doing it is like, we know it's wrong, but we don't know how to get out of it. Okay?
Yeah.
We know it's not working, but we don't know how to get out of it.
Or don't you think they know, but some people are benefited, so they want to keep it that way?
You could argue for that too. No, you could argue for that. My mom used to give me a story where he said, if you have a basket of crabs, in Ghana we say koto.
Koto, yes.
You can put the crabs in the basket and go and come back, and the crabs will still be in the basket. Why? Because whenever one of them is trying to climb out of the basket, the rest will make sure that crab
that
comes down.
That is the black one, but the red one are not like that. Yes. The red ones, before you come there, they've all gone.
But the focus here is about the unity.
Yes.
If only these crabs decide that, hey, wait.
Let's all push.
Instead of you rushing out and quickly want to get ahead, wait, let's put a plan together. We can only move if we have a plan together as one. Mm. By the time you come back, all the crabs will be gone. I think the same principle applies to where we are now. In every situation, we have to be united, because as individual entities, we are weak and we cannot achieve much.
Yes, yeah, so Deborah added here, Deborah said, good leadership starts with all of us, instilling great values in the young ones charity they say begins at home. McLean, you've joined us from on Facebook. McLean, you are in Tipoki, not in Taranga. Want to be specific all the time that you are in Tipoki, not in Taranga. So thanks very much for joining. A big shout out to the family. Also Rosemond also has joined us on Facebook. Auntie Adelaide says there are old guards who seem to be custodians and policymakers who will not let go of governance and leadership. They are not relinquishing for the sake of their own interests. They occultly, however, hover around and over the young politician. So that's a comment from Auntie Ade. So let's bring the conversation back to New Zealand.
Yes.
Let's bring the conversation to New Zealand. So for that young person in New Zealand watching us on Facebook, listening to us on 104.6 FM or listening to us on www.planetaudio.org.nz, we talk about African Day, African Unity. What is the relevance to that young person, all this we are talking about, for our children who are born here or who are migrated, who are young ones, who probably haven't been back home or they have been back home for a few weeks and back again, what is the relevance of all this conversation to them? Why should they bother?
I think if we even the children who are born here, you'll be amazed that they know that their heritage is on the continent. Because when we go to countries like the Caribbean, even those areas, they left the continent a long time ago because their ancestors were taken away by force and they've basically settled there. But they know that their heritage, they have heritage links to the continent. When you go to the U.S., in the black communities, they know that their heritage is linked to the continent. And I think in New Zealand, now you want us to talk about New Zealand, I believe strongly that those young children, that those who are born here or were brought here when they were babies, they know. Because identity is not something that you can just change with a snap of the finger. It's inbuilt in you. Africa is in you.
Yes.
Africa is in them. They cannot get rid of it. And so they will forever be linked to the continent. So they may have two goals here. One is how they can advance or how they can see positive change in their lives here. But I'll tell you, they will also want to see a positive change on the continent as well. Yeah. And that is for every African in the diaspora, not only just New Zealand. Yeah. And so when we celebrate Africa Day, it's more, we are bringing forward the conversation. Me being in the studio here today is because of Africa Day. If we let it pass and we don't talk about it, I wouldn't be here. We wouldn't be bringing the conversation. Those who are listening to us may not even think about it because there are a lot of other pressing issues in life. But by bringing it forward, we get reminded that, hey, we are not where we are yet, but we will get there. And to get there, some things must change.
Yes.
Some things got to change before we get there. And so for the young people, they know, hey, when they are here, they come and they experience our culture when we go for meetings and the cultural displays, Africa Day celebrations at Silo Park, and so on and so forth. They see the beauty of Africa. They appreciate that, hey, this is where I am from. They know. And so let's not underestimate that. And so when we do this here, we are doing it for them. We want them to be reminded where they are from, their cultural identity, but also the fact that even this same unity, the unity we are talking about, shouldn't just be uniting Africans on the continent. Africans in New Zealand must also unite, because that's the only way we can achieve outcomes, positive, good outcomes for us and for our children.
Yeah, and you've answered, you kind of touched a bit on my next question. We talk about unity. I was going to ask how united, because we're talking about bringing it here, you talk about the need for us to be able to unite together for the sake of the young ones. How united do you think we are as African leaders? And maybe we go leaders. Evelyn is here watching us on Facebook, and there are other leaders who are also watching. Red is there, and different people are on there. What message will you give to the leaders watching us or listening to us on 104.6 FM in New Zealand? Or Mr. Mwafo, the chairman of the Ghana National Council, have joined us also on Facebook. Thanks very much, all the way from Wellington. So thanks very much. So we are talking about, these are all African leaders in the African community who have joined us as well. So the question now is, the need for, what message will you pass to them? The work towards bringing us together
for the sake of the young one, unity, because the young one need to see unity, how it looks like in an African context. Mm. And what message will you pass to the leaders?
I think the African leaders in New Zealand, look, I see them making very good progress for us as a community. I see that they talk about unity every time we have this discussion, and they appreciate the fact that we have to be united. But we also have to appreciate the fact that it's difficult because Africa is not a monolithic group, as we mentioned earlier. Okay. Mm. However, I have a quote that Kwame Nkrumah once said. He said, "The fact that I speak English does not make me an Englishman."
Yes.
And the fact that others speak French or Portuguese does not make them French or Portuguese. We are Africans, and the only way to achieve progress is by coming together in unity. It applies to us wherever we are, including New Zealand. Here, we all want to achieve good outcomes for our children. We want our children to have access to the same resources, the education, the quality education, and so on and so forth. But we have to fight for it. If we don't fight for it, we are not going to get it. Yes. And if we don't fight for it as united, we'll end up using the strength that we have, our capabilities to fight against each other. We will spend that energy fighting among ourselves, and will not be able to fight for our children. So, I don't need to belabor that point of unity. Unless unity is the baseline, okay? Coming together is the baseline. Now, unity doesn't mean that we are going to forget about our differences overnight. No, that's not how it works. In fact, unity is when you are able to bring the good, the bad, and the ugly. Okay, but mind you, your definition of good could be somebody's ugly. So at that point, we basically saying that it doesn't matter. We all want to come together and fight for a common cause. Mm-hmm. And I think that is what we can be able to do here. And I believe that the leaders, have this in mind as well. So I want to say, send my kudos to them and don't give up. Just keep pushing for that, because that's the only way we can leave a better legacy for our children.
Yeah, a better legacy for our children. Ivan says, "I think the schools are doing well in this area by celebrating Cultural Day at school." So that was one from Ivan's. Evelyn said, "An amen to the response to your response to that question." And Elohim Kitchen says, "Unity is the key." Thanks very much. So now every year we go to we meet somewhere in New Zealand and celebrate African Day. Then everybody go to sleep. And then another year come again, and then we do it again. Do you think from your experience, do you think this annual thing is enough? Or is it, what else will you challenge the leaders of the African community to do? Because yes, we have a big celebration in a park or somewhere in every year, then everybody go to sleep, then another year comes again, and it becomes on and on and on. Is the celebration enough? Or what else do we need to be doing in terms of creating a platform for the young ones to be able to rise up?
Yeah. Kojo, I think I'll challenge you on that. I'll challenge you on the fact that we go to celebrate one day and then we come back and we go to sleep. No, we it's more than that. If you get closer to the leaders of the community, you see that they are putting in real effort, real years, and they are making good progress. All right, and for me, I'm glad. I see a clear future. I see a bright future when I see those kind of efforts being made. I'll give you an example. During the COVID time here in New Zealand, okay, when people were fighting, oh, COVID is bad, I don't know, the vaccine is bad or is good or what the argument, the African leaders, African community leaders actually led, as far as our community were concerned, brought in the professionals from our own community. We talk about African solutions for African problems. We brought our own medical doctors, Africans, who came and educated our people. Okay, and therefore, I think we got a good outcome in that area where I don't know how many Africans died in New Zealand out of the COVID, but if it was that low, probably because that effort was part of the reason why that. So the leaders are working. Okay, they are pushing for outcomes. They are working day and night. When you meet Evelyn and you have a chat with her, you see how well she's working. When you talk to the other leaders, they are all working hard. So I will tell the young people that they should not sit back and watch. We should not be sitting back and watch the leaders do it and then be asking, what have we achieved so far? They have to get involved. In fact, they should be the ones running the show, and we just guiding them and supervising them.
Yes, yeah. So let's have some more comments. So the conversation on Facebook is getting interesting. So this one says, we need to teach them to know and understand that their identity is African. Identity not being the physical only, but the communication, the language, and the cultural values. Evelyn mentioned about this year we have got a forum at which all community members and leaders, registration is still open. Okay, so yeah, so I'll probably as part of the African Day celebration, the Akofi or the leadership of the African community have got on the 24th, which is the Friday. I'm having a forum where all the leaders, and not only the leaders, all the people from the community are going to come together and discuss what is on our heart as an African community, to be able to share our views and see how can we move forward as a community on that. So that's on the 24th of May. On the 25th is this big celebration in the Silo Park. And I understand on the 23rd, there's Africa Film Festival also going on. So if you want more information on this, please go to the visit the Akofi website or contact our sister Evelyn. Those of you on Facebook, Sister Evelyn is on Facebook. So please contact Sister Evelyn. She'll be able to give you more information. Or those of you who are on listening to us on 104.6 FM, go to Akofi, A-C-O-F-I, Facebook page, you get more information from there. Okay, so Nimith has joined us on Facebook. Thanks very much, Nimith, for joining us on Facebook. This comment says, parents should encourage their children and wards to participate in every community activity, which is very, very important. Parents, that's what it comes back to what Deborah said earlier on about the need for us that it starts from home. Mm. For us as parents, how are we encouraging the young ones to engage and to be part of who we are as Africans, and Auntie Adelis has put it clean. He mentioned this the last time. He said the president of Ghana mentioned that yes, you might be in America, US, or be making get a white collar job, but it doesn't matter what it is. If you leave your country, everybody sees you as you are a black person. So you need that's who you are as a person. So it doesn't matter whether you run away, you're always going to be seen as an African. So we need to be able to value who we are and reflect on that. So, Kobe, mm-hmm. you were when Dr. Jamina was speaking, you were smiling. So I was thinking that you have a question
which
regarding
part of it.
So I thought you had regarding when he was responding to the question around what are we doing in the year apart from the festival and the celebration, you were smiling. And I thought maybe you got a question or you got something for him around that.
I think when it comes to New Zealand, if you compare to other countries, Africa, we are not as many as if you compare to America and European states. So we should be able to come together to build a big one umbrella to champion our cause, because we are small, so it's easy. If we build different platforms, it's hard for the government to hear our voice. So my question here is, how are we going to achieve that?
Yeah, how are we going to achieve that?
We have a lot of other platforms, but how are we coming? How are we going to achieve that? Doctor, you are one of the...
you are an expert in it.
Look, how are we going to achieve that? It will depend on our efforts. And the place to start is on the 24th of May. As Evelyn said, we are getting together. Okay. And I would like to see you there.
Everyone
shall come.
There.
Because if we really believe that when we are united, we are going to achieve more, right? Mm. Together, everyone achieves more, then we should be part of the conversation.
Great.
Okay, and oftentimes we don't see a lot of participation. Even in the African, when I go to the African meetings, I don't see too many Ghanaians there. Okay, I don't see some other countries. So maybe the same mentality that our old African leaders had, you know, the Casablanca and the Moroccan group, maybe that mentality has, you know, seeped into all of mm-hmm. us, and we don't even know. Unconsciously, we are all like that. Let's start to change. Let's start to turn it around and say, hey, yes, I'm here, or maybe I'm maybe too old, but I've got children here, I'm raising them, and I want a better outcome for them. And the way to do that is if we can be united here in Aotearoa. So on 24th of May, when they register for the workshop, let's go there and make sure that we get the right thing done.
Yeah, and Evelyn also put it there, come to the forum. You registered?
Yes.
Okay, so Evelyn, Kobe said he's registered, so he's coming. And he's coming because there's a need for us to be able to come together and to support Akofi in bringing the community together. This comment said, we should have a cordial attitude towards ourselves. Mm. That is also very important. Mm. Yeah, so maybe let's touch on this question. Okay.
And then okay. This attitude, oh, someone will go. So I think it will be okay.
Yeah.
You Africans have that kind of lifestyle. I think someone will be there, so it will be okay. No, don't say everybody should be there.
Yeah. Everybody should be there, yes.
And everybody should bring another person.
Yes, yeah. So I'm bringing Kobe. I'm bringing Kobe. I'm bringing Kobe with me. I'll be there. I'll be there, Evelyn. And also, let's touch on this question around. So we, those of you on Facebook who are bringing your question, please, thank you very much for bringing your question because it's helping lead the conversation. So this one to say, we should have a cordial attitude towards ourselves. So the relevance of, yes, we want to look at this big picture thing or big idea thing, or let's come together as African community. But then for us as individuals among ourselves, I'm a Nigerian, I'm a Ghanaian, we are colleagues at work, we are neighbors or whatever it is, and the need for us to be able to work together or to be able to respect ourselves, because that's where we have to start from the basics to move up. What will you say to us as individuals, those of us who are out there, and say they need to be able to respect each other and then to value ourselves as individuals before we even start thinking about the bigger picture?
I think somebody mentioned there that we first have to see the value that we have in ourselves, and that is very true. I mean, we should know our worth, right? Yeah. When two Africans from different countries meet at the same workplace, oftentimes they come together.
Yes.
Because they may be the only two black people there. Mm. So they see some commonality, and that's why they are easy for them to like come together, have tea, lunch together in this sea of, you know, other people, other countries, national. So having a common, you know, a common goal, having a commonality among us makes it easier. When we focus on the commonalities, we are able to come together. Good. All right?
Yeah.
So look, yes, the common denominator is the individual. Okay, you believing in yourself, you knowing that you are worth more. I don't think any African in New Zealand will have the issue of who doesn't know who they are, or the way, how we got here, even how your father got here alone will make you realize that, you know, you are aware of something. The journeys that people make, you know, to go from one country to the other. If you listen to some of the stories, you know that there's a lot of, you know, we have got something in us. No one with that quality in them can make the trip across the distance that we tend to cover before we get to where we are going. So Africans we should value ourselves. People value us. If they didn't value us, they wouldn't have come all the way to our continent to come and take our resources, and on top of that, take our people along with them to go and build their own countries. Okay, they saw the quality in us. We must see that quality in ourselves and begin to use it for our own good. So that's what I can say to that.
Yeah, and Dennis Opon, you've joined us in Ghana. Thanks very much, Dennis, for joining us. I'll give you a call later on. Rosemond Duncan also have joined us on Facebook. I don't know where you're joining us from, Rosemond.
Swedro in Ghana.
Swedro in Ghana, okay. All the way from Aguna Swedro. Rosemond, thank you very much for joining us on Facebook. Evelyn says, great, we all have an individual responsibility to earnestly want to be united. So that's very relevant. So, Agroye then, na adiesa ikwase for Kobe. What is your last word or your last question before we wrap up?
Okay, I will take it.
Or your last answer.
Mine is a contribution about, you know, the thing is education. I think
we should put something in our system which will educate us about the leadership. I think if you go through the curriculum, most of the doesn't talk about the leadership, how to train. They don't train us directly to become leaders. I don't know if I'm right or wrong. Mm. I think we should be able to put something in which will lead teachers about leadership.
Mm. Mm.
Mm. Selfless service.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. I think that one will help us. So I don't have much. I think if we're able to put that system into our education, mm. I think it will be better for us.
Okay, yeah. So selfless leadership. And I guess probably this also goes to those of us, not only in Africa, but also in New Zealand.
Everywhere.
Right? And our children, mm-hmm. and also our community leaders teaching our young ones about the relevance of it. Yeah, our selfless leadership, which is very important. Yeah. So Philip Jan, okay, has joined us on Facebook. Philip says, watching you live from Rotorua. I am Philip and watching you with my beautiful wife, Teresa. So thanks very much,
thank
Philip.
You, Philip.
All the way from Rotovegas. Rotovegas, thanks very much for joining us. And a big shout out. So, Philip, from Rotorua to Auckland is about 2 hours or 2.5 hours. On the 25th, which is a Saturday, we are having a big African Day celebration in Auckland, which is going to be in Salo Park. So please bring your beautiful wife and your beautiful children to Auckland, and let's celebrate our diversity. Let's celebrate our culture. Let's celebrate our food and everything else. You cannot afford to miss. So please, Philip, you are in Rotorua, but please bring your wife with you and your children, and let's celebrate. Okay, Nimit also says, selfless. Nimit, just let us know where you're joining us from. Nimit Sabrawa.
Oh, you say a friend in New Zealand.
Okay. So Nimit, you're joining us. You are in New Zealand. It says, selfless service is very important and should be incorporated in everyone, which is very important.
Next week, they will be here for the
next week, Kobe says, Kobe is working very hard. So Kobe said, Nimit, you are coming next week. So come, yeah, we'll be expecting you. So Nimit from Auckland, so you're going to come next week. So Dr. Charles, your last words.
Look, my last words are simple. Unity is hard work, but it's worth it. Mm-hmm. And if we in New Zealand, Africans in New Zealand can unite, we'll be sending a message to the leaders on the continent that they can also unite. Mm-hmm. And that will be for the good of all of us.
Awesome. Yeah, that's going to be for the good of us. So simple, short, and straightforward. Thank you very much for all of you. So Philip says, sure, we will be there, live and colored. So Philip, we are counting you. Philip and Teresa, you are coming live in Auckland. So those of you who are watching us, there are three events. On the 23rd is the African Film Festival. On the 24th is the forum. On the 25th is the celebration, the big one, which is going to be in Salo Park. So please let us come together and let's celebrate who we are. Also, Kwabenasari also have joined us. Kwabenasari says, good job, guys, watching you from Canberra. Thanks very much, Kwabena, for joining us on Facebook. And also Stephen Kofidom, thanks for also from Wellington as well. So that is Stephen Odum. Thanks very much also for joining us. And I think the conversation is getting exciting, but our time is up. This is Radio Akwaab 104.6 FM. This is sponsored by the Ghana Association of New Zealand with the funding from the Ministry of Ethnic Affairs. It will come to you every Saturday. Every Saturday, 8:30 p.m. to 10 p.m. 104.6 www.planetaudio.org.nz and also via Facebook as well. And you can always join the conversation as well. So thanks very much for joining us. And like we always say, bye-bye and God bless you all. Have a very wonderful week and enjoy the day, and see you all on African Day. Thank you very much and bye-bye.
It's a long time.